an hour of guitar-driven rock, folk, punk, and maybe even a little country. Going to hear a wide variety of artists this afternoon, but the theme will be that we're going to really take a look at some blues, and it will start with some of the older bands, Cream and Creedence Clearwater Revival, but then move into some heavy blues guys. So I hope you enjoy the show. We'll look forward to it. But as the gentleman says, as we begin our show, it starts every week with the same promise. We'll check out and see how he's doing. What do you think?
Fasten your seatbelt.
And that's how we begin our show each week. That is a band called Stray Dog with an obscure song, Fasten Your Seatbelts, but it's the title of our show, and hope you enjoy it. We're going to play a lot of blues this afternoon, as I mentioned, and we're going to start with a band well-known to most people, I think, old and young, a band called Cream, a British rock band that formed in London in 1966, and although their livelihood was short in just 3 years, they're considered one of the seminal rock bands of all time. So let's check out their sound and see what you think. This is Cream, and the tune that we're going to listen to right now is called The Tales of Brave Ulysses. So check out Cream.
The leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace nymphs. And you see a girl's brown body dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea. And when your fingers find her, she drowns you in her body, deep blue ripples in the tissues of your mind.
Tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
Touch the distant sands with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing.
And tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
And that's Cream with Tales of Brave Ulysses. Going to move on to another band that I think we've heard before on this station, in this program. The Nashville Teens. who, despite their name, were not from Nashville, and they surely were not teens. But their sound was the sound actually was of an English rock band who hit the charts with a single called Tobacco Road. Their time in the sun was fairly brief, but it was certainly part of the change as the sounds moved from sort of pop into a heavier music and even bluesy, which hopefully qualifies it for today's program. Anyway, let's listen to the Nashville Teens and their tune, Tobacco Road. And that wasn't the Nashville Teens, that was Cream again, but we're going to go back to them later. But well, in the meantime, we're going to play the Nashville Teens tune, and it is Tobacco Road. That's a big hit production from the Nashville Teens, and you can see the bluesy town kind of sound that enters into it. So this is some purists may suggest that it's not really blues, but I disagree that it certainly was different from the Beach Boys pop sound of the early 60s with a different kind of twang to it. Anyway, we'll move on to one more song from the Nashville Teens. I think they're an under-recognized band, and I'll listen to another of their tunes. This is called Find My Way Back Home. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. too is the Nashville Teens, and sort of a bluesy sort of interpretation from those guys. A little bit different, and starting to pave the way for more rock bands and more with a blues influence. So we're going to shift to the America, United States, and listen to some of their offerings in these early years. And one of the bands that formed rock and with a bluesy sort of element to it was a band called Creedence Clearwater Revival. And we're going to check them out and listen to their song called Susie Q.
Susie Q.
And that is a Creedence Clearwater Revival, an American band with their tune, Susie Q. You can hear sort of the blues influence there as they try to find their way in this new world of rock and roll. And then before that, we had a couple of British bands, Cream and the Nashville Teens, again, blazing the trail with a bluesy sound and certainly stealing from some of the great blues artists of that time. Anyway, we're going to move on to another band called Love. Love features a gentleman by the name of Arthur Lee, and they were formed in 1965 by Arthur Lee, and he was one of the first to mix black and white members of the band, and the band featured a wide range of styles, but were best known for their song 7 Plus 7 Is. But and their album from that time was called Forever Changes and was voted by Rolling Stone as the 40th best album of all time. So not only is it a great one, a great album, but it also reflects the breakthrough that's happening as the bands latch onto the blues sound and reinterpret it and make a sort of a new sound that is that certainly took hold. So we're going to listen to the band called Love with a tune called Hey Joe, a familiar tune to most, but let's hear their interpretation. And that's Hey Joe, and a great tune it is, interpreted by a band called Love. Anyway, moving on to another great and really more clearly classifiable as blues, a gentleman by the name of Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're going to listen to a tune of not of his, but of Stevie Wonder's, and called Superstition, and his interpretation with a bluesy feel to it. And Stevie Ray Vaughan unfortunately died much too early, but certainly made a mark on the music scene with his, what really would be, I think, it called and interpreted as a blues a blues artist. So this is a Stevie Wonder song, and with Stevie Ray Vaughan interpretation with his band Double Trouble, and it's called Superstition.
Well, I'm love struck, baby, I must confess. Life without you, darling, just a silent mess. Thinking about you, baby, give me such a thrill. I gotta have you, baby, can't get my fill. Make me feel, don't take a fool to forget. I saw a ton of bricks that hit me in the head. And watch you do the little baby, I ain't over it yet. Every time I see you, make me feel so fine. Heart beating crazy, my blood running wild. Love it, make me feel like a mighty, mighty man. Love me, baby, ain't I your man? I'm a love struck baby. Yeah, I'm a love struck baby. You got me love struck baby. And I know just what to do.
Stevie Ray Vaughan with Love Struck Baby. We're going to play another one of his tunes. This is a, I mentioned earlier, a Stevie, little Stevie Wonder's tune, one called Superstition. We're going to listen to that one too. We're trying to get into both here, and so you can check out his sound. So here is Stevie Ray Vaughan again with Superstition.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And let's hear it for Stevie Ray Vaughan. Great tune, and of course a great interpretation by that artist. Now we're going to go a little bit to the genuine, if I can use that word, blues guys, and that's a fellow by the name of Buddy Guy. He's an American blues singer and was born in 1936, and at the age of 88, played and headlined at the 2024 Chicago Blues Festival. But he had very humble beginnings, born to sharecroppers in the 30s, and his musical career has won him 8 Grammys and a Lifetime Achievement Award. So certainly one of the greats in the guitar field, and particularly the blues. So we'll listen to Buddy Guy, and the song is called Show Me the Money.
She said she liked the party, show looked good. She said, let me show you what I got. Under my hood, she slid on over and she called me honey. Said, before you get a kiss, you got to
show me the money.
Show me the money. Don't be talking no trash. Only thing better than money's a pile of that cold hot cash. Took my baby out on the town. You got to show me the money.
Show me the money. Don't be talking trash.
Only thing better than money is a
pile of that cold hot cash.
I'm tipping good tonight now.
Service.
And there you go. There you have it. That is the real deal. That is Buddy Guy with a tune called Show Me the Money. And he certainly does show his chops on the guitar. And now, at, as I mentioned earlier, at age 88, still playing and still making some great tunes. Anyway, our next band is from Canada, and it's a guy by the name of Pat Travers. And in this session, he's tuned up with a guy named Carmen Appice, as an American rock drummer. So they, although they've both been on the scene since about since the 70s, this is a tune that where they've combined their talents, and we're going to listen to a song by Pat Travers and Carmen Appice on drums, and again with a bluesy flavor. It's called Boom Boom. Now, if I can only get the player to operate, and it's not cooperating today, so that's not good. So stick with me while I try and figure that one out, and see if we can get these guys on track. No, it doesn't look like that. Oh, there we go. It might happen. So stay tuned. We'll get it done. So here is Pat Travers. Or not. It appears that Pat Travers is on strike and is not going to favor us with his songs tonight. So we're going to try and find a substitute for him, somebody who can play for and give a represent properly the blues as they are. So we'll check out a guy by the name of Sonny Landreth. Sonny Landreth is an American blues guy, and particularly touted by many, and including Eric Clapton, who was really taken by his sound. So let's see if we can hear Sonny Landreth. He's now in his 70s. I should note, he's now in his 70s. He's released his first disc in 81 and continues to release his own discs and to support other musicians with his Slideco style. So we'll listen to Sonny, and here is his tune called Native Stepson.
Yeah.
And that's Sonny Landreth with his musical interpretations, a song by the name of Native Stepson, a terrific artist. And certainly if you get a chance to see him, he's a very, very good player, obviously, and certainly knows his blues. Anyway, we're going to go on to another band called Left Lane Cruiser. And if you've had the opportunity in Winnipeg, they've passed through town a couple of times. They're an American blues band from Indiana, and there's just two guys in the band, a guitarist and a drummer, and they've released a dozen albums, including Bring Your Ass to the Table and Junkyard Speedball, and they continue to tour and release new material. I had the pleasure of seeing them at the Times Changed Club a few years back, and they certainly burned down the house. It was a great show, and very talented guys. So this is a song called Shake and Bake, Left Lane Cruiser.
Yeah.
that was Les Lane Cruiser. And if they come to town again, I certainly recommend you tune in and show up at the venue to see what they can do. They certainly can make a racket, and they have a good handle on the blues. So that was their interpretation of a song called Shake and Bake. The next band, genuine blues band, the North Mississippi All-Stars, an American band formed in 1996, consisting of two brothers, the Dickinson brothers, Luther and Cody. And they're still active and still releasing great tunes. So this is from their album 51 Phantom, and which I believe is a car, but I'm not sure. Maybe it's a highway. It's the North Mississippi All-Stars on the road, and their song 51 Phantom. North Mississippi All-Stars, Johnny Lang's coming up, and that's their song, the 51 Phantom. Anyway, we've just got time for one, maybe two more tunes, so we're going to try and squeeze them in here. First from an artist by the name of Johnny Lang, I think we've heard before, again, certainly an accredited blues guy and an awarder of Grammy Awards for his work. So let's listen to them. Let's listen to him and his band with a tune called Fight for My Soul. Mm-hmm.
the wrong side of the track, selling drugs and a body for a little she had, doing just like her mama and her granny had done. She gonna teach her baby daughter who she will become, and it's begun. Starting all over again. Another day, another dollar, and the baby grows. She does. Mama keeping secrets, but baby, she already knows. Yeah. Where the money comes from, the diamonds and pearls, there ain't that many uncles in the world. Mama, I love you, but I'm never gonna be that girl. And she said, I've gotta fight for my soul, for my soul. I've gotta fight for my soul.
Johnny Lang with his tune, Fight for My Soul, a great artist and recognized too by the by his peers. Anyway, we're going to close with Gary Clark, who is a American guitarist and refuses to be compare to Jimi Hendrix, but the comparisons are obvious. But he's certainly done a more varied kind of work, and you can see him in his next tune here. This is a song called Numb, and this is Gary Clark Jr.
Burn this whole thing down, all by myself, till I'm not.